This is on the Sama Shima Daf Sam Rav Omer Alf, Yuma Daf Sam Rav Omer Alf. Tisyantav has a very fascinating kasha. He asks, why did the Tana wait until our Mishnah to tell us about the din of Ishtach Havaya? L'chaira, he could have told us about this din by the first two viduyim. Why did he wait for this vidui? So Tisyantav is matcha the kasha. He says, this is just the end of it, and really it's going on all of the viduyim. However, if you look at Teis Chadashim, he says a very interesting teretz. He says that by the first two viduyim, where was the par? The par was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So since it was between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, since it was in that location, not everyone could hear it. And since they wouldn't be able to hear it, therefore they wouldn't hear the Shem Hashem, they wouldn't have to do Ishtach Havaya. However, when it came to the vidui of the Sa'ir, where was that? By the Shaar Mizrach. And everyone was able to hear it, and that's why everyone had to do with the Ishtach Havaya, specifically by those. However, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam says clearly that everyone would bow down by all the 10 Haskaris, and L'chair the Rambam has to learn Teis Yamtif that our Mishnah is Lavdafka, and it's really going on everything, but again, it's a very interesting discussion of the Teis Yamtif, why to wait for this Mishnah. So again, he's Metaritz, because this was the end of the Haskaris, but really goes on everything. Teis Lashon says, no, this, by the first two Viduyim, there was the power between Ulam and Mizbeach, and therefore now everyone could hear it. But this video on the Sire, it was by the Sharmiz, everyone was able to hear it. If you look at the Rambam is clear that everyone bowed down at all of the 10 Haskaris, all of the 10 Haskaris. Another kasha on the Sugya is Guru Sari asks that why by Birchas Kehanim don't we find that everyone had to bow down? Over there was also Shema Mefurish. So he brings a Rael Chark to the Sheet of Reb Haigain that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol would say the shame of the 42 Isis. Not like the Sheet of Rashi, you just say the same four, and this is the difference. By Berachas Kehanim only say four, Mashin Kin Yom Kippur would say all 42, and only by the 42 would everyone have to bow down. This is Yantif in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. He brings the name of Ramesh Kardavaro. He says on the rest of the year they would say the Shem Hashem with the Nikud of Aleph Dalid. Mashem Kippur, he would do it with the Chaylam Segel Kamat Segel. And because of that, since it was a different pronunciation, that's why they bow down. Again, the second kasha is we're sorry, why don't we find Berachas Kehanim? They'll bow down. So he remembers being right to the Sheetah of Haggai, the Yom Kippur, he would say the 42 letter name, Mashinke, and the rest of the year, they would say the four. And it's not like the Sheetah of the Rosh that he said that they only say the four in Yom Kippur as well. Tezantif brings the Teretz that there was a different way that was pronounced in Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. Everyone have an amazing day.